This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
JV Show. That stands for Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jake Kirshner is here watching our social media interwebs. And Doug, he'll be along momentarily. We don't know where he is. Sometimes we lose him.
We do tend to lose him. We need, like, you know, the new Apple tags. We need to just put one on him so we can track him.
Yeah, something like that. The headline in the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday was an interesting one, Victoria and Jay. China locked in 30,000 visitors inside of Shanghai Disneyland after just one guest got COVID-19. Guests were required to take coronavirus tests to exit after the positive case shut down the park. Now, this is kind of funny. We were laughing a little bit off the air about this. You know, every kid's dream would be to, like, right, move into Sleeping Beauty's castle or the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Half the adults dream this.
Yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't love to be, like, locked into Disneyland for the night? It'd be kind of fun. A little creepy, maybe. But how funny is it that China has got it so bad, mm-hmm, that instead of letting people out, that to get out, this shows the problems that China has with it, it's just inside of itself, that they're making everybody take a test to get out of the park in order
what
to go back
to
into the population.
Yeah, and what happens to the people who test positive, or even if it's a false positive? You know, if they're using all these rapid tests, we know how inaccurate they are, and I can't imagine that the Chinese version is any more accurate than what we've had here. But, wow, yeah, that's pretty intense. Well, I mean, obviously they're trying to be extra cautious and show the world, because of Beijing, the Olympics coming up in January. Or is it February? I guess January, when the athletes have to be there to quarantine for 21 days before the games begin, which is actually longer than the games themselves. So I guess China's just trying to be extra careful so they don't miss out on that Olympic money, which they shouldn't be getting at all anyway.
Well, it seems that they may know. And, you know, I think it's just very indicative as to how the problems that China has. They can't afford to have one person leave Disneyland to go into their streets because,
right,
they've been hit with this so hard. They've had problems with their vaccine.
Yeah.
Pretty insane. Also, in the vaccine realm and COVID realm, a judge in Chicago ruled that city vaccine mandates must be arbitrated with police union. They've paused a deadline of December 31st for city workers in the city of Chicago to receive their vaccines. New York, I know, Victoria, you're in New Jersey, but you've got your eyes in New York City. There are reports that 21 different firehouses have shut down because of lack of staffing. The
but
vaccine
that
mandates
was debunked
in New York are...
Yeah, that was actually debunked. The fire commissioner came out pretty strongly against that and said that they haven't closed any firehouses. And he said that a lot of people are taking bogus sick leave to get past the deadline to be vaccinated. And so he had a lot of strong words. I don't know if it made it national news, but it was very much all over the local news in New York and New Jersey, and they wanted to make sure that everybody knew what was up. And then the trash thing, because, you know, New York City has so much trash buildup, so they're switching to 12-hour shifts instead of 8 hours, beginning on Sunday, and they're going to work on Sundays as well, so that the trash doesn't pile up. But, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are making
it's
a much bigger deal than... Well, 9 in 10 of the NYC workers are already vaccinated, so it's really not the huge problem that, you know, the rest of the country seems to say it is.
But that
happens with New York City all the time.
It's always politics, because New York Post has a story about the fire commissioner, who's Daniel Negro, who said that his department, as you mentioned, has not closed any firehouses, and he said that it's a bunch of bogus sick leave by our members,
yeah,
and it's creating a danger. But the representative, Nicole Maliotakis from Staten Island and Brooklyn, said that 26 companies have shuttered, 5 in her district, and she's saying that that is Mayor de Blasio's fault. So how could it be that the fire commissioner and then people on the ground say that there are two different things happening in New York?
I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of reporters at local New Jersey news, which, you know, North Jersey, we're not that far. We're about, you know, an hour outside of the city. So our local news is New York news. And there were this was a big story because everybody's wondering, okay, you know, if a building blows up, which buildings have blown up from gas leaks, what happens?
And the New York Post is actually labeling the companies that have shut down. They're saying no borough or neighborhood was spared. There's a Company 55 in Lower Manhattan, Company 234 Crown Heights, 231 Brownsville. They're listing the fire departments that are actually shut down. So it's kind of interesting that the commissioner will come out and say that nothing to see here.
I don't know. I guess time will tell, but, you know. I mean, the New York Post, yeah, I read Page Six, but, like, the New York Post pretty much hates how all of New York City is run. I mean, it's not, like, an unbiased source of news,
yeah,
and they've certainly been known to fabricate lots of, or stretch some truths, so I don't know. I mean, a lot of reporters, like local news reporters, were in front of some of the firehouses that were supposedly shut down, and they were open and operating, so I don't know.
Very strange. You'd think that'd be one thing that'd be easy to prove, right? Are
you
open? Or are you shut down?
Yeah. Knock on the door. Hey, guys.
Hello. Anybody home? You making
pancakes?
Anyone want
to slide down the pole? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. So that's the vaccine mandate story. Chicago city workers getting an injunction. Los Angeles on November the 4th. That's coming up. LA City is going to require vaccine mandates for consumers. December 18th is a city worker deadline. And LA County, the sheriff, I think we talked about this earlier in the week on the program. The LA County sheriff is saying he's not going to enforce vaccine mandates. And there's a lot of controversy about that. He would have 50%. I've been saying it's 20%, but 50% of the sheriff's department would leave with the vaccine mandate. They have about 10,000 sheriff's deputies. Only 50% of them are vaccinated at the moment. And so the sheriff's like, what am I supposed to do with half of my staff? There's no way that we could actually
Are all those people against the vaccine, or are they against the mandate? Because I feel like different things.
For sure. That's where I fall. I'm against the mandate, not necessarily against the vaccine. And that's it. Well, the deputies are saying they want to have natural immunity considered. A lot of first responders are, because many of them dealt with COVID early on or during their service. And so nobody's talking about that necessarily when it comes to mandates or testing. And so there are a lot of just 50% are saying they want to have some sort of exemption, whether that is to continue testing, which is option number one, or to talk about immunity, which would be option number two. But the sheriff says, I can't afford to lose half my staff, so I can't implement these. And then there's a big debate going on about whether or not he has the power to do that. He, as an elected official, because the sheriff's an elected position, says that the sheriffs work under his purview, essentially, under his leadership, and that he has the right to decide what their terms of service are. The county is saying that it doesn't matter if there's a county ordinance, you have to follow the rules. So a lot of back and forth, a lot of nuances about the legalities and the civil rights issues that is the mandate. So we'll see.
Are they against testing too? Because that should just be so easy.
I think I told you about this. Testing, so in LA City, the LAPD, because that's different, the LAPD polices LA City. There's an option right now that they can test, but they have to test twice a week. And each time they test, it's $65, and it comes out of their paycheck. But they're not allowed to choose where they test. They have to test through this one company that has a contract with the city, a no-bid contract, to do all the testing for the police. And this particular individual who runs this company has been giving money to the LA City Council. So now there's an investigation into this.
It's got to be something corrupt. I mean, my I have a couple friends who are back at work at least a few days a week in Manhattan, which is kind of the norm now. Like, people are in 1 or 2 days a week. Everyone's on a hybrid schedule. But all the office buildings that, of friends that I know of in various industries, there are bowls of rapid tests like Halloween candy, and everybody just takes rapid tests all the time. It just seems like it should not be that complicated, especially for people who are first responders.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the easiest place to start with all of this. But we'll continue to follow that story. Elon Musk says he has a solution for world hunger. It's a DJV show at 60 minutes past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Everything's a comparison these days. It's a DJV show. Doug, Jenna, Victoria, Dougie. Hopefully it'll be along momentarily. He's sort of MIA at the moment. But Elon Musk, ladies, has a solution for world hunger. Jay, maybe this is a question for the social media site. He says that he would liquidate Tesla shares to solve world hunger if the United Nations could explain how the money would be spent. Now, this may be for publicity. It gets us talking about it, obviously. Yeah. Not that Elon Musk needs much publicity, but his point is a good one. Whether it's the UN or any government body, can they accurately tell you how they spend your money? Do they even know is the question. I mean, how many times have we heard, we'll pass the bill and then we'll figure out what's going to be in it, or we'll figure out what's in it once we pass it? This, I think, if you can tell me how it's going to work, then I'll give you the money.
That's what he's saying. He wants to know how they would use $6 billion to make this work, and then he wants it all to be transparent when it is put to the task as well. I believe him. I don't know. I wouldn't believe every billionaire, but for some reason I believe Elon Musk. I think that if they actually put together something, that they would do, like, he would do this.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is never going to do this. He keeps firing off the penis rocket. I mean, that's, right. You know.
Well, yeah, he wants to build toys for himself. But Elon Musk, I think, is just weird enough to make this work. And if I were the UN, and if I were really serious about this, I'd say, this is a great offer. We need to get on this. We need to figure it out. Let's get him a plan. Put your money where your mouth is, Elon. Do you think they'll do it?
Take him up on it. Take him up on it.
Yeah, wouldn't you? That's totally what I would say. You're going to give me, if you told me right now, Elon Musk, that you'd give me your money to solve the homeless problem in California, I'd start working on a plan today to make that work.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is that's only 2% of his net worth.
Right.
So he could totally
do it. He got it. Elon Musk for president. Maybe that won't be too far out of the realm. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And with trending as we do, Jay Kirshner is our queen of the trends. And this one, Jay, was pretty crazy. By the way, you can follow us at DJV show on all the platforms. Lots of fun questions going on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But Candace Cameron Bure is like the queen of the Hallmark movie, Jay. Like, you're queen of trending. She's the queen of the Hallmark movie. And she gets a lot of attention this time of year. She's also the star of Fuller House. And there have been some critics of a family photo that she posted online. What's the story?
Oh, people are straight up mad, like livid. So she went to a wedding with her husband, two of their children. One of their kids is away at college. And she and her daughter, Natasha, wore red to the wedding. And apparently, that's a big no-no. Like, the internet, they came hard for them. They were like, your family looks great. You guys look good. But this is really distasteful. Some people did call it ugly and hideous. And then she's
I've never heard of my family.
I have never heard the red thing.
I've worn red numerous times to weddings. And
I've heard you don't wear white to a wedding.
Exactly.
And I've been to a wedding where I've seen one or two other women wearing white. And I was like, seriously? Do you not know? Like, that's the big one. You do not wear white unless the bride has authorized it. Like, sometimes the mother of the bride will wear white, too. And that's fine. But red? When did this become a thing?
I've never heard of this ever.
I love red. I love wearing red. I love it. The last wedding I went to was, I was in it, and I was wearing red. It was burgundy, but I was still wearing red because that's what the bride chose as her color. Is that against the rules, too?
Well, I mean, when my friend got married a couple years ago, she wore a vintage red gown as the bride. So I've certainly never heard of anybody not being able to wear red. I've never heard of this. I mean, the white thing is because, you know, the whole thing is very pagan, and so bridesmaids all look alike to distract evil spirits from the bride. Like, that's why you have bridesmaids all dressed the same. And so, and people don't wear, you're not supposed to wear white so that evil spirits don't, you know, so that good spirits only go to the bride and not anyone in the audience or whatever. But I've never heard anything tied to red, unless it's like the devil.
No, it seems like it's just you might, you know, look better than the bride, apparently. People might be looking at you in your hot
Very
red.
Very strange.
Maybe because it's an attention-grabbing color. How bizarre.
I had never seen so weird.
And I've seen people wear red at weddings. I've never once thought.
And I know Candace Cameron Bure gets kind of... I know she has a huge following, and I follow her, and I like her, and I don't agree with her politically, but, you know, whatever. But she gets dragged for a lot of stuff, and I don't really understand why.
She does the dumbest things. Like, let her live her life.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's not like she's out there, like, shaking people up or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Weird. All right, have you heard about this? You can let us know at DJ V Show. Pretty crazy. All right, we also, ladies, have got to talk about Carole Baskin because,
oh, your favorite.
Tiger King is my fave. And there's a season 2. My mom found out about this the other day. She, like, calls me. She goes, do you know there's another Tiger King coming out because we loved it so much? And, yes, Tiger King 2 is coming. But I guess Carole Baskin tried to sue Netflix over the footage that they used.
Yeah, she's suing the creators, the makers, and Netflix because she said that she only signed on to the first project, and she's very upset that they made her out to be a villain. She did not sign up to be a villain, apparently. Who does? Have you not seen
You fed your first husband
before?
To a tiger. How are you not a classic villain?
Yeah, so you talk her... about how a tiger wouldn't eat your husband unless you dumped oil on him. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, why would you know that, and why would you let people know that you know that? So anyway, she's like, no, I didn't authorize this. Any footage that they have that they didn't use, that's just unused footage, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I think that when you sign on to do any kind of recording, they can take the video and do what they want with it. So we'll see how this ends up.
I just can't imagine that she'd complain. This is somebody who loved the limelight, right? She went on Dancing with the Stars. She's made her whole life over it. I mean, come on.
Did she dance with her dead husband on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. He was, like, ghosting around there, maybe. I have no idea.
He had spirit.
That another... phantom voice you're hearing is Doug Steffen. Yeah. Thanks for joining
I'll
us.
Tell you
yeah, right?
I disappeared wait 30 for a while. Seconds. No, it's okay. We'll be all right. It's 28 after the hour. That I do know here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Doc, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The people have spoken in Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race.
We will change the trajectory of this commonwealth. And... friends, we are going to start that transformation on day one.
Governor-elect Youngkin is a businessman with degrees from Rice and Harvard Universities. He will assume the position January 15th, 2022. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros 7-0 to win the World Series in Houston, Texas on Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In his first bid for public office, Republican Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe.
When I told you on that fateful Friday afternoon that a conviction had come over my heart to go serve Virginians, you did respond. You responded with grace. You responded with support. You responded with unconditional love. Thank you. Thank you. I also have to thank my amazing kids, because I'm not sure that they were all on board at the beginning. So, guys, I want to thank you, Grant, Anna, John, Thomas. John, thank you over in Dublin. I love you guys. And I want to thank my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. My fellow Virginians. We stand here this morning at this defining moment that, yes, started with two people on a walk.
We'll have more throughout the morning. I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It seems to be 34 at the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. The research is in on why some people can hear the voices of the dead. Every year at this time around Halloween and the week after, there are always these scientists who come out and talk about people who hear, they claim to hear voices. And the average person says, you're crazy. Well, in fact, they aren't. According to the new research published this year, a predisposition to high levels of absorption in tasks, unusual auditory experiences in childhood, make you highly susceptible to auditory hallucinations later in life. You've heard about clairaudient mediums. The lady who's on the Zodiac Magic podcast with me, her name is Mary O'Malley. She is clairaudient. Do you know what that means? It means what we're talking about here. You can hear.
She can hear people.
Voices. Yeah, exactly.
But how is that different from a different medium or a psychic?
Well, don't some get images in their head? Like they see things, overhearing things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to give a plug for Mary because I did a reading with her maybe a month or so ago, and it was by far the best medium reading that I've ever had, ever. She is so, so good and so accurate. So I definitely want to give a plug to Mary. Find her. What's her website, Doug? We want to send people there if they want to book her.
PsychicScout.com.
Yeah, she's amazing.
PsychicScout.com, Mary O'Malley. So anyway, she has been part of this research in the past, not necessarily this year, but the idea here, the findings of this study, the most recent one, helps us all to understand the auditory sort of hallucinations that we hear. Are we hearing things? We all, I think, kind of do it, but we don't want to admit that we're doing it because we think that if we admit to it, people will think we're strange or crazy or mentally ill or whatever it is, and that's not true. If you go back and understand anthropology, studying religious experiences in the past, spiritual experiences, scientific experiences, these are not hallucinations at all. There are spirits around all of us all the time. Whether you buy that or not, whether you think people are crazy, they aren't. There are the unexplained things, excuse me, I've been fascinated with this for 35, 40 years. The so-called dead are not really dead. They don't live and they don't breathe, but there's an element in what first brought me around to being curious about this is what Uri Geller said to me a long time ago about Einstein's theory of relativity. That is that energy doesn't ever go away. Energy was created.
Yeah, it can't be created or destroyed.
Yep.
Right.
No.
I mean, we all learn that. I mean, I don't understand why people think that when you die or when anyone dies that it's just a black hole and that's the end.
Right.
It's energy. It changes form. It takes on a different form, but it's still energy. It's still there.
So there are two professors, psychologists, one from Northumbria University in the UK, another one from Durham University here, that have gone into this. They took 143 members of the general population in England and in America. They recruited them using social media, and then they exposed them to different things. They put them in places where, in the past, especially in England, if you go around, there are seven sacred sites, pardon the alliteration, in England, and I visited all of them, and you can, if you are a Stonehenge, and you don't feel something different, then there's something wrong with you, because the spirits that are there, if you look around from the little knoll where Stonehenge is at the junction of those two roads, you can see these huge mounds all over the place. Those are Druid burial grounds, and in them are from centuries, millennia ago, when the Druids used to roam around, you know, like nomads in England, and they built little villages, and when they would die, they'd pile them up, basically, and that's where these huge mounds are, Druid burial grounds. Anyway, if you don't have some kind of feeling, some spiritual experience in that, there's so much of it there, it's hard to not hear something. And the younger you are when you hear these things, like my grandson Miles is 6 years old, he's 7 in December, and he plays all the time with himself, he tells himself stories, and there's something, he's having a conversation with somebody. Now you think the children are just talking to themselves, but when they are talking to somebody else, they're imaginary friends, that's what some people call them, your imaginary friend. We all had imaginary friends when we were little. Didn't you all, the three of you?
My cousin picked up an Indian when they were camping.
Yeah.
My cousin picked up Uncle Buddhasita. No one knew who the heck he was talking about. Think about, like, the name of that. But they went to this old, like, campground, ghost towny area in the desert. And he came back with an Indian who stayed with them for years. Uncle Buddhasita was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Little kids are open to it because they don't know any different until adults tell them. Right. Until adults say, well, yeah, and adults will say, well, I don't see what you see. That there's nothing there. You know, there's no one here. You know, and then the kids kind of get shamed into being silent, and then that part of them just kind of closes off naturally as you grow older.
Yep. Right.
Oh, yeah. But my godson had two imaginary friends that he would only see on this one stretch of highway.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that
was the
clearly
only time in the car driving on this one stretch of highway. That was when his imaginary, quote unquote, imaginary friends would come play with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the article is published in research paper called Mental Health, Religion, and Culture. And it brings very interesting because religion is what beats this out of us, even though in the spiritual side of things, we acknowledge that the sixth sense are things that we don't really understand, the five senses of reality. There's the sixth sense, and religion, most conventional industrial strength religion, tries to beat that out of you, even though you know, there is the biggest spirit lesson of them all is what happened to Jesus on the third day. But they kind of forget about that. But this whole business about culturally what we accept, if you're in India or you're in Tibet, or you're in these areas in the Himalayan region, the people believe in a whole... If you ever heard the... I've never read the book. There were a couple of movies made called Lost Horizon. And they are the story... It's an imaginary story, but yet it feels true, going into the Himalayas with the natives there believe in Shangri-La. And Shangri-La is a place... the valley, I forget how they refer to it, the valley of no death or something it's called, and people suppose, I'm getting chills just talking about it, people who go in there, they don't die. There's a point in thinking about living forever. I believe in reincarnation. I don't know how that squares with living forever. Your mind, I just wish that it was easier for us to connect with our past lives so that we wouldn't make so many mistakes that have been corrected perhaps in a past experience. But anyway, pay attention to your children and your grandchildren because they're connected to this sixth sense, the sixth order, if you will. And
don't beat it out of them. Just encourage them.
Yeah, right.
Or listen.
Miles tells me the stories all the time. He has a name, but he doesn't always talk about the person who's with him. But he has some. We all did. I remember having imaginary friends when I was a kid on the farm. Do you remember any of that? Do you remember who your imaginary friends were when you were younger? Can you remember Jay, Jennifer?
No, I don't. Dakota? I don't remember having any imaginary friends, but I have had my own experiences as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all right. Just don't let Mac go his own way with this. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
43 after the hour, food for thought here. And a lot of this, as I say, the research comes out around Halloween every year as to all of this stuff. And we tend to sort of romanticize or fantasize or be silly about Halloween and what it's all about. But when you dress up as ghostly, where do you think those ideas come from? All of that stuff comes from the reality that people have had in these experiences for centuries and centuries and centuries. That's where this all, the whole ghost and goblin thing, not the sort of thing that we're talking about with Halloween and the hacker slasher movies. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that many souls, and that's why there's Halloween, All Hallows Eve, then there's All Saints Day, and then there's All Souls Day. And it is, it's something, actually there are more Anglicans, more in England, who seem to observe this thing. People in England, I've found, Victoria, that psychics in England, the people who are paranormalists, are probably more tuned in there than anywhere. I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? I agree. I think there's a frequency or something there that's just different.
Yeah. Well, it's older. Oh, there is. Yeah.
Sure.
It's much older.
Older with, civilization, sure.
Yeah. I've said this many, many times. I feel like when Tony and I were first married in the 1970s, she did her school practicum in England, and she had a family over there, and so we began to go back and forth, and as soon as I went there, I felt like I was at home, very much at home in England. and I've enjoyed. I've been back and forth probably 100 times if I've been back and forth once. Not lately as much as I would like to have, but Megan, when she went to school there, she felt it too. All right, so back in the reality zone here, our most recent podcast, the download, DJB download, we focus on plastic straws. A lot of talk about the environment because of the meeting of all these people and looking at the future, and you have no idea how much, what kind of junk there is around. It really is. Although, somebody, the guy who runs my compost pile at the farm told me yesterday that they're now taking in those new plastic cups that are biodegradable. Did you know that, Victoria? I did not know that. He said there's some new kind of plastic.
Well, there's
plastic.
Plant-based plastic. And so it feels and looks like plastic, which is great.
Right.
And a lot of plastic coatings on things. And like when, you know, if a plastic bag has socks in it or whatever, you know, depending on the company that you buy from, that plastic, it'll say on it, this is not a plastic bag. It's actually plant plastic.
But it actually feels good. It doesn't feel like. It's actually pretty good material. I've gotten some stuff shipped to me in it before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, so we were talking about that on the download, and then we were talking about the significance of November. We still haven't had a frost here yet, and that was one of the things we were talking about. I think we'll probably have one this week. It looks like we'll get temperatures down into the low 30s by Thursday, but it's pretty late, like 2-3 weeks later. Is that because of global warming? Some people say yes. Some people say no. It's hard to know what to believe. Anyway, we talk about lawmakers saying no to blocking vaccine mandates, and then I talk about the Japanese government, who before the Chinese government were the ones that made cheap stuff for us and why we buy it. Anyway, the Madonna facial freak, we talk about that as well. As usual, a myriad of things that we talk about. And they're all sort of summarized in our podcast. So you can hear the whole program in its entirety all day, every day at DJV Show. Or you can get bits and pieces, snippets, if you will, in the podcast at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. My pal Uri Geller is here for his weekly visit. I should have asked you this last week before Halloween, but I didn't. I've seen a research paper which starts by trying to have the reader understand Victorian photography. In other words, when cameras were first developed, some of the first pictures were of spirits. And so this work was done in England, trying to understand what it is that makes somebody hear the voices of the dead. And I guess I wonder, in all my years, you're thought of as a psychic and a paranormalist and metaphysician, etc. You must have had conversations with, whether they were clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, conversations with people who are no longer among us in terms of living this life.
I'm a big believer in spirits and ghosts simply because of a very scientific equation that Albert Einstein came up with, E equals MC squared. Yep. With that equation, he proved scientifically to the world that everything in the universe is made from energy. You are energy, I'm energy, the table I'm sitting at, tapping on, is energy. And energy cannot be destroyed. So when you die, the question is what happens to your energy if that cannot be destroyed? Now, you know, throughout centuries, many of us have weird sensations about seeing shadows or shapes out of the corner of our eye. And they suddenly disappear. And when we turn to look and... you know, a lot of these shadows and tappings and noises and voices, I do believe are ghosts, are spirits that are trying to communicate with us. Now, I'm not a medium, and I don't talk to the dead, but I have seen ghosts in the past, and it's amazing. They do exist. Now, turn of the century or 1880, there are a lot of British mediums that influenced very famous authors who wrote books about spirits and ghosts and ectoplasms. You can see this strange kind of liquid coming out of a spirit. But a lot of them were discovered to be fraud and hoaxes and so on. But hey, you know, at this stage of my life, I believe in everything and anything. Because, you know, there is no end. It's infinite out there. So yeah. If there is infinity, that means that everything is possible. Everything exists.
There was a piece that was done on NPR over here, public television, about the end of the of life, that in 15 trillion years, all the energy that was created by the so-called Big Bang will be gone. And no more stars, no more energy, everything is gone. So I wonder how that flies in the face. I've never really understood, or let's put it this way, it's never really been well explained to me how you could just have something that came from nothing. And therefore, how does something become nothing, given what Einstein said?
It's much more complicated, definitely, to me, to you, and to our listeners, to talk about quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, because it's so bizarre and weird that maybe I do not exist, and you are now creating me, or vice versa. Maybe you do not exist, and I'm creating Doug Stephan. This is so complicated that only top kind of physicists and scientists can begin to explain the phenomenon of quantum mechanics and life and spirit and energy and being me. Am I really here? Or this is a figment of my imagination? It's so unbelievable. But right now, I believe that we are slowly but surely proceeding towards better knowledge about these areas. You know, right now we are engaged in climate warming and there are arms race and all that.
Yeah.
So
it takes away from the further understanding,
exactly.
For sure. You read Uri's book, find this book on Amazon, and it's also, you can get it through his website. Use your psychic powers to have it all. Release your Psi Force for health, wealth, success, and peace of mind. Out this past month on paperback. It's Uri Geller's latest book. You're our IGELLER. You can read about dowsing as well. Uri's books are all available on Amazon. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.